In the upcoming April municipal election, Hotchkiss voters face three questions. Should medical marijuana businesses be allowed in town? Should the community open its doors to the recreational marijuana industry?
And the third one, of course, is the tax question. Should we be allowed to tax the marijuana, which is sort of the whole point of the whole thing?
That's Tom Wills. He's a Hotchkiss Board of Trustee who helped get the issue on the ballot.
We already have marijuana in the community. We have all the impacts of marijuana in the community, but we're not getting any of the benefits. We have all of the impacts.
Wills says those benefits include tax revenue, jobs, and tourism. Mary Hockenberry, who runs a local art gallery, sees that economic need too. She's the one who spearheaded the movement.
You know, I've seen the same vacant buildings down on Bridge Street for years.
Hockenberry thinks a retail pot store would help.
People passing through would stop for marijuana shops and spend money at other businesses.
Opponents don't debate the need for new business. They just don't want that business.
We need industry that appeal to all, not just drug users.
Jake DeField is a local Baptist pastor.
We minister to many teenagers, a lot of young kids. I'm very concerned about the kids.
He worries about children getting access to marijuana and people driving under the influence of the drug. DeField has an ally in the town's mayor, Wendell Koontz.
I still think it's a gateway drug. It's still a Class A, federally prohibited drug.
And then there's residents like Linda Driscoll.
We've always been a pretty conservative little town. I mean, I realize things are changing, but I just don't want it.
Hotchkiss isn't the first small community to struggle with this. A similar debate cropped up just 80 miles away. Dubuque was a town dependent on the energy industry. When the boom went bust, voters nearly approved marijuana businesses.
And it was probably lucky for the community that the vote did pass.
That's Dubuque Administrator Lance Stewart.
We have not seen any real adverse impacts that can be documented from the operation of the couple of stores that are presently here in the community.
He says, in fact, the revenue the industry has brought in allowed the town to go from one police officer to four. There's even money to build sidewalks and make other improvements. Back in Hotchkiss, Trustee Tom Wills wants the measures to pass, so the town will see similar benefits. The advantage, he says, is that it doesn't tax locals, because it's not locals who will frequent pot shops.
Like I say, around here, the joke is that if you can't get marijuana for free, then you don't have the right friends.
Wills isn't sure how the election will go, but he knows the town needs some kind of economic boost, and says pot might be the answer. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.